The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thursday, mailbag day. Your cards and letters have been pouring in, and we like to share them with our vast listening audience on Thursday because that's what we do.
Because we care, Mike.
That's what we do.
We care desperately, and we know that the overwhelming majority of you love this segment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Recent statistics say in excess of 97.5%.
And that's a silent majority.
Adore this bit.
By the way, it's funny you mentioned percentages because percentages will be very significant in news you may not need this
really?
This afternoon. This morning, this afternoon, afternoon.
Whenever you're listening to this show.
Whenever you're listening to the show. They will be significant, and so there's a little tease ahead. We have the mailbag. We're going to get right to it, but before I did that, we were chatting before, and the subject of self-satisfaction came up. The M word.
Can't get satisfaction.
There was a bumper sticker on a car that may be the funniest bumper sticker I've ever seen. And it was brilliant in its comedy, brilliant in its simplicity. And I'm driving along and I'm watching, you see so much stuff that says, like, for example, coexist.
Sure.
You see.
What does that mean exactly?
Watch for motorcycles. You see the mundane all the time.
Yes.
It's the first time ever. And by the way, Michael was in the car with Mrs. O'Mara and I, and it was a tense environment. He's been a handful, and he was being his handfuliest. Mm. And we picked him up from school, and he was he napped just crapped out because he's so gassed,
right?
He's so completely exhausted, and he had awakened from that nap and was just meh meh meh. And we were tense and all, and we saw this bumper sticker on the car, and it kind of broke the mood. To say
that's
the very
excellent.
Least.
That's excellent.
And what's great, though, is because Carl and I were kind of picking at each other, and you know when that happens, and then you look over, and we see this bumper sticker directly in front of us, and we can't help it. And I look over at her, and she's looking down, and on the, it was like a beat-up Taurus. Is there such a thing as a Taurus station wagon?
Yes.
Do they have those?
Yes.
Do they serve that here, Brad?
Do they serve that? Do they teach you that here?
Mom mobile.
Yeah, it is a mom mobile.
And it said, I can use the word, it's a podcast, if you want to bleep it out, but I don't think you have to. In a blue background with white letters, as big as you could see, I masturbate. And I couldn't help. I couldn't help myself. No. I started laughing. You can't ignore it.
No, that's
great. You
can't
not laugh at it. It was brilliant.
Who was driving?
A bald guy, probably in his early 30s.
So he does.
That was oblivious to it. You know, it's not like I expected a guy might be in the driver's seat that was like grinning at everybody. Going, aren't I funny? No, he was funny a long time ago. He just put it there because he doesn't
care.
Or
maybe.
Which made it even funnier.
Maybe it's his wife's car.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I never thought.
However, now I see that bumper sticker, I'm envisioning it in my mind. Do you think that's something you could get at the Apple store?
Oh, no.
The
iMasturbate. That bumper sticker is exclusively at South of the Border.
Yeah, right. It's a big one. Right. That and postcards, 5 for 15 cents.
I've never seen too many outside of Spencer or south of the border, I haven't seen too many really egregious bumper stickers in my lifetime.
Spencer Gifts, though, is egregious. Egregious.
Yes.
Mike, that is a very, very over-the-top Irish person.
I'm going to offend you. I'm going to offend you by slapping you right in the face with my commentary. I'm egregious.
Seamus egregious.
Seamus egregious. That's an egregious comment right there.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them. Maybe because people don't use bumper stickers anymore. No, except for like once in a while, right?
They, people wear t-shirts. Carla's wearing her Resist t-shirt today. And she said, what if somebody calls me on? I said, look him in the eye and say you have a sugar problem.
You know what I hate about bumper stickers, and you see it a lot now, particularly with sort of ones that will be inconsequential after an election?
I hate the honor student
people that tape bumper stickers to the inside of their window because you're not committing. You're not committing to it.
You can stick a bumper sticker on the glass. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Sure, and then razor it off if you need to get it off.
I'm a big bumper sticker glass person, but no, don't put it on with scotch tape so the sun bakes it and it's like peeling off. You know, where's your I masturbate then? You know?
That's what I do with my parking, my parking permit for the city.
Yeah.
I tape it on. I tape it on because I don't want it on my car.
Yeah. But that's like something you don't want on your car.
Okay.
If you're putting a bumper sticker up there, it's different. Don't you think it's different?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're putting like a mandatory by law sticker, then then you put it on with duct tape. I don't care. But if you're putting a bumper sticker, you know, come on.
I wonder why after all these years the adhesive that goes on these stickers, these bumper stickers.
Did you say adhesive?
Adhesive.
Oh, adhesive.
And like why that adhesive doesn't just like peel off like all these tools that they sell in the store for the walls, right? They're like if you want to hang a poster
or like a 3M walls, product.
Yeah, 3M
or
product.
You know what? Form too, that it just sticks until you peel it off without any adhesive.
Yeah.
You could go into a room and spend probably the better part of a weekend coming up with things that you would think would be modernized due to current technological situations in this country, but they would surprise you. I mean, I can't come up with any off the top of my head, but I guarantee if you thought about something that is like,
oh, I know one.
Why isn't that improved?
A can opener is still the same that it's been for 1,000 years, and it's still gross.
That's not
and
true.
Disgusting.
That's not true. Though.
But shouldn't you have come up with something for a can opener that doesn't leave gunk all over the thing?
Like for example, soup. You can get the traditional soup that you have to put in the machine to open it. But you also have many, many soups now where you have just the crack and peel.
Yeah, but you're taking the onus off big can and putting it on big soup. Mike, why so?
It's also important to note that certain bumper stickers are probably regional. Like the I Masturbate's probably just central southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Right. Pony just texted me a bumper sticker that's in his neighborhood, and he lives just north of Manassas.
His neighborhood? I think it's in his bedroom.
You just sent me a text. You didn't hear the ding, did you? Huh?
No.
No, you're all set.
You're a professional.
That's a great t-shirt.
So for those of you out there, Pony sent us, because he's a creep, a picture that he says.
Is this Pony?
I'm the creep.
No, this guy's the creep.
Is in his neighborhood.
Well, hold on. Who authored this hello tie?
Pony sent it to me. He said, this is a bumper sticker that's in my neighborhood.
On a Jeep in my neighborhood.
This is on a Jeep in
his
my neighborhood.
His license plate is Rub One Out. The guy is a douchebag.
See, that's not funny. Rub One Out wouldn't make me laugh because you're making a you're using the
no, it would
the
make me
it
would make me hide my children is what
right.
I would
no. But if you have one that just said that, it's so silly, it's so funny, that made us laugh.
Both
it
of them
really
scream sexual predator.
Yeah.
Both
sign in the yard.
And the hello tata is not something that I would notice.
That with the license plate that has been legally made for that state.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really shocked that they allowed that.
Me too.
Right.
You know, my mom's nickname, her grandmother nickname, because her name is Sharon, the way that Julia said Sharon when she was little was Shesho.
Mm-hmm.
So her license plate says Shesho, and she had to file a waiver with the state because they thought it was Shay's Ho. They thought it was like some sort of horror reference. I said, this is my mother.
Shesho?
Yeah, Shesho is what the kids call it.
No, Shesho was the Japanese intern that I had an affair with at American University. Shesho? Show me that thing you do again. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's enough
go
about
Eagles.
Us. It's not about us. It's about you, ladies and gentlemen. That's because we have the mailbag in my hot little hand right now. Because actually, it is
it's
all about you.
All about you.
Shesho.
It's all about you.
Shesho.
Shesho.
all these things that I do. It's all about you.
Shay Show.
It's all about you.
All of the time.
Thank you. Let's get started with this today. The warmest of birthday greetings to Dave Kent of Churchville, New York. He will enter his double douchebag 60s this weekend and will be celebrating with a trip to the bad place. Happy for his wife's sake. We hope he means a casino. Guess who's turning 40 tomorrow?
Anybody?
It's Mark Delacquilla.
Oh, he's good.
It's Mark Delacquilla. Or is it Delacquilla?
No, it's Delacquilla.
No, Delacquilla. Well,
that sounds like kind of Napoleon Dynamite.
This is the pronunciation that he provided.
For God's sakes, Napoleon, why don't you go fix yourself a quesadilla?
Damn quesadilla.
Mark Delacquilla, that's who. He's turning 40. He loves every show on the Moore Network, so he's obviously very wise.
Sure, and he did his own pronouncer, so that's we're going with Quilla.
That's beautiful. Hello, friends. For my 52nd birthday this year, I decided to treat myself to a TMOS bonus show subscription. I telecommute, so on my birthday, I'll be having lunch at home, enjoying a bowl of delicious soup while listening to TMOS as I sit on my fart couch. A birthday greeting by my renowned actor, soup pitchman John Lithgow, would make the moment complete. Cheers, guys. Bill Ballantyne of Spartanburg, South Carolina.
You treated yourself because you knew you wouldn't be treated.
Wonderful. I guess it's time to break out the thing. Right?
How we doing?
See what happens. All right. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yes, he's going to
come
in. He's going to swing it.
Big winner. Victory.
Bill Ballantyne, why settle when you can select? That's right, Bill Ballantyne like soup.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Such energy.
John, as quick as he got here. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, and the interns. In May of 2016, my wife and I were lucky enough to visit the studio. As I am now considered to be the official Dutch complainer of TMOS, I am not able to say how great it was and how much fun I had. After all, I have a reputation to hold up. Thank God my wife is the positive one. A few weeks after we returned home, something started to dawn on me. My wife, Mirjam,
That's it, Mirjam. Mirjam.
Mirjamson?
Mirjamson?
What is it? It's Mirjam?
Mirjam.
Toe jam?
Tacos!
Mirjam?
Mirjam.
My wife, Mirjam, started to talk about Oscar.
Oh.
How great he looks.
Excuse me.
And what a great man he is.
Oh, yes.
How well dressed. The way he approached us, and how kind he was. It's interesting.
It is.
Again, thanks to my new role. Is that some sort of Dutch anthem?
This is the Dutch national anthem.
Thought it might be. Again, thanks to my new role, I can't agree. As my wife had her birthday yesterday, I would like to ask if Oscar can give her his birthday wishes and maybe a motivational speech. Thank you for the daily funny and the wonderful bonus shows you guys do every week. We hope to be able to visit the U.S. in the future and see you guys in a live show. Best regards, Lev Nedkoff, official Dutch complainer. Well, Lev, we hope you get over to the United States again, and we hope we're doing a live show when that happens, but no more trips to the studio. go ahead, Oscar, if you would like to
do we have
say
Lev's,
something to
Lev's
Mirjam.
Wife's name, Mirjam. Okay,
Mirjam.
Thank you. Mirjam, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for the kind words. As Lev says, there are times where we have to take our wooden shoes off and then hit that treadmill with some conventional sneakers. So, think about that once in a while. Less wood, more rubber. Happy birthday.
Very clever, boys.
Beautiful. Yeah. That was wonderful. I thought that was fantastic. Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, et al. I've listened to the show since it was carried by WGAC in Augusta, Georgia. During my misspent youth, the first episode I heard was the D&M Players performing It's a Wonderful Life. That's a bad first episode to hear.
Yeah,
but he stuck with you guys.
That was
a
horrible
show.
I remember that bad show. I laughed so hard I could scarcely breathe. I greatly enjoy the podcast. My only wish is for more of the same. When it came time to consider re-upping with another paid podcast, I considered how much more I like TMOS than the other one. And the decision was made in, I guess the decision was made. Also, Ponyboy made it easy with the work he did on the bonus show RSS feed. Way to go, Pony. There's a shout out for you.
Satisfied client.
Pony.
Tuesday was my 57th birthday. I would love a chance on the slot machine to get a greeting from Mr. Potter of It's a Wonderful Life, just for old time's sake. Thanks for your continually bringing the funny and light them up, Dennis Lowe. Let's spin the wheel and see what we do with the Witcher of Wonderful Life, all right? Bad Newell Post, Bad Newell Post, Bad Newell Post.
Oh.
Let's bring in Mr. Potter.
Well, hello, George. You know what they do with you, Dennis Lowe? Listening to podcasts all day, you know what your wife and family should do? They should run you out of town on a rail. Push me up, George. Push me up. Why, Dennis, you're worth more dead than alive.
That's my
there
favorite.
You go. Take care. Happy Christmas. All right. Funzie.
More dead than alive.
Hello, guys. I hope this electronic correspondence finds you well and without any respiratory distress. I am writing to wish my boss, wife of 13 years...
What you got?
No, no problem. That was a nice text. Let's see. You're not hearing the sounds anymore. I get 30 of them a show.
Yeah,
so
but,
I mean,
but Mike, the whole point.
Constant communication.
The whole point is for you to mow past them
mm-hmm.
and not highlight them for
this
us.
You know what? Frankly, I shouldn't look at them at all. In fact, I shouldn't look at any electronic device at all. Kind of like you. Anyway, let's go. I greatly enjoy
I don't say,
the podcast.
Hey, wait a second, guys. I've got a text.
Yeah, hey, Maddie, stop texting Mike, okay? Mike.
I greatly enjoy the podcast, and thank you very much. I hope this electronic correspondence finds you well. Let me see. I am writing to wish my boss wife of 13 years, Joni.
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 Yes, wild Joni. An early happy Valentine's Day. We've been through quite a bit together, and I love her dearly. She is just as beautiful today as she was the day I met her, and I hope that this proves to her that I don't just say the words, I mean the words.
This is very passionate.
It is.
May I ask Charlie Warren to please talk up Michael Bublé's rendition of You and I. Oh, my God. Please. Thank you for all that you do. Rob sent this to me, so I've got to...
Well, we can spin if you want out. Do you want to spin?
Sincerely, Jeff Tuttle. I wonder if Jeff Tuttle ever gets a chance to get down to the beach. It's always a good chance for Jeff to stop by the Whitehall Inn.
What does he have there?
Huh?
What does he get at the Whitehall Inn?
Pastry.
Can you be more specific?
Well, it's a like a sort of donut thing.
So ooh, is it served hot?
Great question.
Yeah.
Does
yeah,
it have a
yeah,
filling so. Of
yes,
some
it
sort?
Does. Not like, a filling, but it's got like berries in it.
So it's not savory.
It's at the, you'd have to ask the people at the Whitehall Inn. They'd be able to share with you exactly what it is. I think it's their famous fruit fritters.
Do we want to spin? Or
yes,
are you just
let's spin,
do
it? Okay. spin. Let me see. Picture of Bill Mayhew. Picture of Bill Mayhew. Picture of Bill Mayhew.
Hey, it's a progressive.
For Jeff.
Progressive.
All right, let me line everything up here. Hold
All
on
right.
a second. Jeez Louise.
I don't think we've ever heard that, this combo.
All oh, right, it's well, a good one.
Right?
Yeah, okay. sure. For right. Valentine's Day.
Bublé Warren.
Charlie Warren Show, Saturday morning. Charlie Warren, how you doing? You're the critic coming up in about 10 minutes. Find out about your favorite movies. And don't forget, this hour, your chance to win the fabulous WMAL Fart Couch. That's coming up 20 minutes from now, WMAL.
Here we are.
I didn't like that one. I didn't like that.
Like, there is something genius about it. He's going to say, look what I did for you for Valentine's Day. And that's the dedication.
That's for, this is for, what's his name again? Jeff Tuttle. Let's try it again. I want to do another one. He might get a three for today.
Oh, I like that.
This is fun.
Charlie Warren Show, Saturday morning, WMAL. How you doing? Charlie Warren. You seen a good bumper sticker yesterday? Mrs. Warren and I were out on the Beltway and happened to catch one right before we got to the Silver Spring exit. Big blue letters. I masturbate. Michael Bublé, WMAL. Yeah, not tight enough.
Although, that is accurate to
it's
Charlie Warren's
post.
Style.
It's also a musical post more than a vocal post.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I liked the first one when you mentioned the fart couch.
Yeah, that was
too.
Just...
That was good. The Frank Harden fart couch.
Who wouldn't want that?
voice in Washington.
Saturday morning, Charlie Warren, WMAL. How you doing? Sad day in the WMAL studios. Right after I get out of here today, we'll be heading out to the Jackson Weaver funeral. So sorry, and thanks for your cards and letters. Here's a little something from Michael Bublé, WMAL. It's getting better.
What about a love dedication?
No. Okay, all right. How about another funeral?
All right, let me see. All right, hold on. All right. Okay, all right, here we go. News headlines on the Charlie Warren Show coming up at the top of the hour on WMAL, including the big story of the day. Jeff Tuttle busted for burying his wife Jody in the backyard, covering her with honey and putting ants on her. Yeah, that's coming up in about 20 minutes right here at WMAL. Charlie Warren. I don't know why, but now I'm addicted.
Oh, no.
AM
63, the
number one voice in Washington. Charlie Warren, Saturday morning, WMAL. If you got a curio or an end table, you might not want to keep around the house, want to put it in the garage or put it up for sale. How about Tradio at WMAL? That'll be coming up 15 minutes from now. I'm Charlie Warren, FML WMAL. Now I'll take one last request, and then we will be done with it. Rob, if you have a talk-up subject, I would be...
Yeah, I think it would be nice since it is a... You know, he was a weekend morning jock.
Yeah, Rob is the true...
Oh, he's just...
Charlie
swaying.
Warren, historian and true expert on Charlie Warren.
I think it would be...
I actually fly blind when I do Charlie Warren. I really do.
I think it would be great if he could tease the evening program, which is, of course, Ken Beatrice's sports call.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right, here we go. Saturday morning, WMAL Charlie Warren. Do you like sports? Well, if you want to talk sports, there's no better place to talk sports than with Ken Beatrice. That's coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Ken's got a lot to talk about because he just got out of an institution about 3 weeks ago. Charlie Warren, WMAL. Thank you. That's
time. There are times where I feel like we're just doing the show for us.
I know.
And no,
I know,
but I think that's when it's the absolute best.
I don't know why, but I get addicted to stuff. I get totally addicted to stuff. Political Corner with Charlie Warren coming up this morning. Our very own Mayor Marion Barry, will be dropping by in studio. We're going to have a chat about Ward 8 and all the things that are happening in D.C. And Mr. Mayor and I will be doing three giant lines of cocaine. Saturday morning, Charlie Warren.
Here we are.
I'm sorry. There it is. Jeff Tuttle, that is your fault.
Well done.
Doesn't seem to be.
Very much. That is all your
That's
fault.
A well with no bottom right there.
And I hold in my hand our last letter.
Ah, yes.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the gang, I began listening back during the power lineup on WJFK, the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, and the Mike O'Mara Show. I was devastated when you left the air and eagerly awaited your return. I am a recovering alcoholic who has been in rehab for the past 18 months. Good for you, sir. Up to that point, I listened to every podcast daily and also subscribed to the bonus show. One of the worst things about my stay was the inability to listen to you guys. You are an amazing team of hosts with more charisma and chemistry than any others I have ever heard. You are truly talented and bring the funny brilliantly. I have missed it. I have finally worked my way up in a halfway house program and have been allowed to resume working. You guys once again occupy my ears throughout my workday, and it feels great to laugh out loud at my desk again. I have been fighting for my life throughout this recovery process. God bless you, and I am trying to get back to the little things that bring me true joy. You fellas are certainly one of those things. Thanks for all you put into your show. It is appreciated. Warmest regards from Katie. I'm not going to give the full name here.
Okay.
And Katie, thank you, and we appreciate that. Hang in there.
Yep.
Everybody's got their struggles.
Stay strong.
It is a big bad world out there, and we try to balance it. We try to compensate, and sometimes it gets out of whack. We pray for you that you do very well. And well, he's coming back into the studio.
Oh no, here he is.
All right, it's Charlie Warren. I don't know what he's doing.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie Warren, WMAL, how you doing? I'd like to send out a big greeting to all the people in recovery. As a matter of fact, I'm Charlie Warren. I've been in recovery for quite some time. That's right, for the last 20 years, I've had a serious bean addiction. Charlie Warren, WMAL. I don't know what that meant, but I guess we can actually start the show.
He likes his fiber, Mike. That's what it is.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let's think about this for a sec, Ted. Why would somebody put a guarantee on a box? Very interesting.
Go on, I'm listening.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build a model airplane, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Oh, that's...
What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Paneling with us today is the successful King of the Wings, Jimmy Cerrito,
and his
trusted man about town, EQ, Eric, who pretty good with the one line. Eric got the kicker line to go into the body of the show. Pow. That's pretty good stuff.
It's like
I like
being,
that.
You put him in the center square, Mike.
Eric, Jimmy, I got to say something about Eric.
Sure.
Eric, I have always known, Eric was born with the comedy gene. Don't you believe he was born with it? Because he's...
Yes.
I think about all the times he's, you know, he's cracked wise with me at your fine establishment. But he's always got it. Eric makes one of the very few people that make me laugh pretty consistently.
He's good until he has about 12 drinks. Then it's all, forget about it. It's not funny anymore after that.
Eric, did you quit smoking yet? Have you stopped smoking yet?
No. Sure.
Eric, you have to stop. I'm telling all my friends in 2015 that I want to stop. I want them to stop smoking. That's all there is.
I promise I will not smoke during the broadcast of this show.
Okay, thank you. We sincerely appreciate
that. Eric and I have a game we like to play. I always am lucky enough to be invited to Jimmy's Christmas party.
Yes.
And Eric is the best guy to hang with at the Christmas
party. And Rob
party.
Says he loves it every year.
He doesn't have to do it.
No, I love going to it. And
hey, wait, hold on. I've got a copy. Wait a minute. I've got a copy of Jimmy's toast. Hold on. We've got it from this year's
got
Christmas
enough time?
Party. Here
you
go.
Yeah, that's this year's toast, all right.
That's
but
right. Thank you.
Eric and I bet on the length of the toast.
See, the joke was it just goes on and on. That's kind of what
we
I
We got a lot of thank yous.
Wait, you get the staff once a year.
Yeah.
You get their
attention
once a year.
Or so you could throw two
parties. Lord knows they don't hear your voice during the course
of the
It's
not just a toast, sure. Mike. It's a meeting.
It's the one time a year that we all get to see Jimmy use a microphone. And it's exciting when he gets up there. And it's always fun. And usually the over-under is 20 minutes.
What was it this year, though?
It was short.
It was under 10.
It was under 10.
It was under 10.
We wanted to get to the dancing.
We all lost
money. A lot of people have said, you're going to Jimmy's again. I said, yeah, we're going. That's where we'll be going.
Where else will we go?
That's where we go.
I mean,
that's it. We're not a radio station. I'm not pretending that we're trying to go to 16 mom-and-pop places. We go to Jimmy's because that's where our comfort zone. I would go there on my own to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I'm going there, and I want all the listeners to come out.
It's our cheers.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. I know. That about 11 years ago, Jimmy started an addition to his restaurant where he is building a new party. He named it. He put up signs about it. He's been on television. Those type of
yes.
But
papers, Mike. He filed necessary
a lot
paperwork.
Of buildup.
Well, let's be honest. A nail hasn't been hammered yet. I mean, it's just incredible. Have they bulldozed the old part? What the hell is going on with your Buffalo wing? And I mean, it's just I'm frustrated. I thought that I would be returning in 2015 to the brand new wing at Jimmy's
it's
old
really
town.
The least you could have done, Jimmy, is to have it ready for Mike's return.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, this is not right.
That's fair.
Mike,
or 7 years.
The one word is bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
It's taken.
When you go to Jimmy's, it's a bureaucracy.
Right. Am I right?
Yeah, man. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah, ladies.
There we go.
It all started with, let's hurry up and get this place open. Let's go.
Remember you had that big fundraiser we all talked about?
Oh, we're still
it.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's still happening.
Okay.
Jimmy's BuffaloWing.com.
We can still buy a sticker?
Yeah.
I'll give you a free one, right?
And incidentally, feel free to put your hand up and tell me to stop talking if you don't want me to ask about this. But I'm just curious.
No. I
want
to tell you what's going on.
Okay.
So, but we want to do it right. So every time we turn a corner, we say, well, do we want to do it this way or this way? Like a question. Do you like hardwood floor? Or do you like a tile floor that looks like hardwood? Well, let's look into it. Let's ask 100 people. Let's go to 10,000 websites.
Do you like pasties? I would go with the, or nudes?
There's decisions to be made.
Oscar's all horned up today.
A restaurant, you got to get a certain license, right?
Exactly. After comparing me to a prostitute, now he's talking about, do you like pasties? I would go with the tile floor that looks like hardwood.
If anybody's going to turn you out.
It's
going to be Jimmy.
What's the timeline here? That's a good, fair question.
But we are this close,
to what?
America, to getting approval finally, so that we can hammer a nail. It's gone through the health department.
Yeah, had to go on there.
It's gone to the Fairfax County Fire Marshal's office.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and now I'm keeping in my pants here because the fact is I could go off right now because I know what he's dealing with.
It's nuts,
and I know you run a bar in the wonderful Commonwealth of.
It's nuts.
Northern Virginia, and see what it's like to try to deal with the rules, the local rules and regulations.
And it's further complicated.
People that gravitate to it.
By the fact that it's a historical building, right?
It went through the Historical Society. We had to pass all that. The guy who's driving the train is Rich Hostelli, Biker Rich, the architect.
If you want to know Biker Rich, if you watch The Celebrity Apprentice, a blonder version of... Rich Hostelli, and Carl and I were talking about this watching the show. Rich Hostelli is a blonder version of Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
Jimmy, you God. Have to watch.
I regret being taller. Straight.
Yeah. No, hold on a second. You have to watch this show and tell me if the man, and I'm not talking about the pure looks. I'm talking about the complete mannerisms. Yeah. This guy is a doppelganger for Rich Hostelli.
All right.
And Rich is the guy that rode out to Sturgis with Jimmy and I, and it is so funny to see the way he is, because Rich is a can-do guy, but he's a super mellow guy who steps up when he needs to step up. I've been out with the guy in a lot of situations, so he's the guy that's kind of handling all your plans and running through the
he's the lead architect that. Uncle Dave was the original architect, but
what happened to him?
I believe the quote was,
did you say yeah. Uncle Dave was the original lead architect?
Yes, when we started the project back in 1960.
That was for the White House.
Yeah.
He's an architect. But
give me the plans. I'll get it through. I'm Uncle Dave. all right. Sorry.
Can't do it without me.
You don't need plumbing.
Can't do it without me. Don't need floors.
Wait,
I can see Uncle Dave. Can you see Uncle Dave going to a planning meeting? You know, where are your outlets going to be? Well, where are your outlets going to be?
Mike, Rich Hostelli got us through the Historical Society meeting, the town hearing, all those big shots up on.
All right, how many people on that board? How many people were there at that meeting?
Oh, there was like 14 of them up there.
14?
When the meeting started Dave came in, did they say he was the thing protecting?
Yeah. Rob, no. Rich couldn't make it to the meeting, so Uncle Dave stood in for him, and Uncle Dave represented Jimmy's at this meeting.
I think you're all full of crap. I think you're all full of crap.
Podcasts are great, but with all the podcasts out there, how do you choose? Let me recommend for your listening pleasure, Cake and Cookies. It's hosted by Katie Forbes Von Herman and my dad, Rob Spiewak. I like it because it's family friendly, and they never use words like fuck, head, bullshit, son of a bitch, and they never say go fuck yourself, because kids don't need that kind of filth in their life. Cake and Cookies, every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com, a part of More Broadcasting.
The best of O'Mara.
All right, anyway, without further ado, it's Oscar Rossi. Let's do it right now. Take it away, Oscar.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Before I jump into who's singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, a quick programming note. The Tony Perkins Show will now be available on Saturdays.
Earlier.
And it'll be available on
TonyPerkinsShow.com.
And you will also get it on the feed for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, cool.
And now, this week's episode, Rob's on this week's episode.
Yes.
Correct?
Exactly. This one that's right now.
Yes, there'll right
now. A new episode on Saturday.
The new one that is coming out Saturday will be a best of really reintroduce you to the Tony Perkins Show.
Good stuff.
And show you what they're all about.
Tony and Gary are very funny people. And Tony, for those of you around the country, is the local Fox TV anchorman here. And Gary Stein is his former producer at Good Morning America. Check him out, and glad they'll be available Saturday. And when you're getting your bonus package, go check out Tony Perkins as well.
Perfect.
It's well worth
it. Great stuff to hear. Love his show.
Okay, gentlemen, the biggest movie of 2014, as far as I'm concerned, is Frozen, simply because it was everywhere.
Oh, the song. You can't escape the song. Let it go.
Everywhere.
Let it go.
Everywhere.
Never seen it. I've never seen the movie.
Mike, you'd actually like it, I think.
I think you would prefer Fresh to Frozen.
Thank you, Ron.
Idina Menzel will sing the national anthem.
As John Travolta called her. Blah, blah, blah.
No, Adele Nazim.
Adele Nazim. That's it. Adele Nazim.
Idina Menzel will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year.
Good for her.
Pretty cool, right?
Good singer.
What else? I mean, this is the thing. What else can she do at this point, right?
Hmm.
She's done every special.
She could go back and get her master's in business.
Plus, Katy Perry will be doing the halftime show, and I'm pretty excited for that personally.
Yeah, that's going to be sort of hot, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Cleavage.
Wouldn't it be great if Katy Perry was doing that and have one of her male dancers like come up and rip her right one, and then she had like a pasty on like Janet Jackson?
Be okay by me now.
Yeah.
Now after all these years.
Yeah, years and years.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Still guilty.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's guilty of being pregnant because she's expecting.
Oh, really?
Former Saved by the Bell star. And she doesn't get enough credit for the 90210 years.
That's right. That's right.
Wow,
she was
Rob,
especially hot
when
then.
She was crazy.
I don't know when that picture was taken that I'm looking at, but yeah, she's still
right?
is guilty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when she got her start, she was like 13. I mean, because she was on Saved by the Bell when she was a kid.
Also, she was in White Collar, Fastlane, and Good Morning Miami.
Wow, I make her collar white.
Oh,
that
Rob.
Is gross.
God.
I'm just saying, I've got a lot of bleach at my house. I could do her laundry.
Congratulations.
Oh, she's born
to her.
She's not that old. She was born in 74.
Yeah, a little younger than me.
Looking good. Looking good. Congratulations again to as well to Nick Cannon as he finally files for divorce from Mariah Carey.
Congratulations.
Good luck with that.
You're
Nick.
Congratulating Nick Cannon.
Well,
That's funny.
After all the stories I've heard and even this story off Perez Hilton, it just seems like
she was a nightmare?
The way that they redid their vows, the way
but
that...
But, I mean, even look at her when she's performing or when she's interviewed. How can she not be a nightmare?
True.
You know?
Yeah, but I always...
She's very talented. She got a good voice, but she's
the talent
a mess.
Part. Well, she brought the talent to the marriage.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Well, he
that's
certainly
the way I always
didn't,
looked at that, right.
His work ethic is phenomenal. He had the radio show. He was hosting America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
He's flying across the country left or right. The man didn't sleep. He's got all these
taking advantage
elements.
Of his opportunities. You got to respect that.
You got to respect that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Moving on here.
Glad you do.
Yeah, he's a beacon, Mike. He's one that I aspire to be like.
You know, I'm gonna be taking advantage of my opportunities. I'll be working on my bunker game today.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah,
you are.
No, I'm not. I'm taking care of my boy today.
Aww.
That's why. You can't wear this. You can't wear this out to there. You can't do that.
Well, do they have a dress code?
What if you got in the golf cart and went out to the golf course and just left him in a bunker? Would that serve as like a crib?
Incredible. You want to talk about viral? That'd be a viral video.
Yeah, I mean, it's not severe enough that he would.
And I wouldn't abandon him. I would hide like in the tree line and watch how the golfers would react to him. You know.
Well, I thought you would also be in the same bunker working on your sand shots.
Yeah. No, that would be special. I just leave him in a bunker on the sidelines.
He could
and just
be building
like,
a sandcastle. Oh,
what do you think? I think I got about 150 yards here, Phil. I think we're all set. Right.
Someone left
the O'Mara baby? Sorry.
The O'Mara baby.
That's the O'Mara baby.
That's the O'Mara child.
Boy, oh boy. You better call the pro to come out here. I'm not going to touch him.
All right. If you're a Captain America.
Put him by the ball cleaner.
If you're a Captain America fan. Never mind.
Can't you just tie him up to the ball cleaner? I'm sure O'Mara will be by to pick up the O'Mara baby if you put him by the ball cleaner.
Oh, my God. Keep him away from the pond.
For God's sake.
We don't know if he can swim yet.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Scarlett Johansson and Robert Downey Jr. will be back for Captain America Winter Soldier.
Ah.
And you may wonder, well, why would you care about that? Well, it's pretty important because it's setting
up. It's a great question right there.
It's setting up the
why would I care about that?
Mike, he's getting to the bottom of this story.
It's setting up the storyline for the next installments of the Captain America franchise.
Oh, that'll be great. That means there's going to be a lot more Captain America movies.
Have you seen the latest?
Now I care.
See?
Have you seen the latest Captain America movie? It's actually a lot of fun.
The latest one?
Yeah,
the one that just came out?
The one that came out about a year ago.
No, I didn't.
I think you would like it.
No, I'm done. I'm done. Rob and I went to see
Spider-Man
in New York. I liked that one. That was it.
And by the way, Spider-Man in New York is not a musical. We went in New York to see the film Spider-Man.
We went into a movie theater during the day, sat next to each other with our hands on each other's thighs.
We shared a bag of popcorn
in New York City.
And we sang Spidey in New York.
Now to the Academy Awards. We'll wrap this up with this.
Thank you. If you don't mind.
The biggest film snubs from Lego.
Yeah,
apparently
everyone's upset about that.
Oh, who gives a rat's ass?
To Selma. And this is what I don't. I hate race baiting, honestly, even in their entertainment world.
Sure.
Yep,
where they're calling this the whitest Academy Awards.
You know, F that. I mean, really, there are lots of areas where I would say that's got a level of legitimacy.
Yes.
I'm going to give somebody the benefit of the doubt this time and say maybe they just were picking performances and not seeing color.
Last year, what were we going to call it? Last year, the blackest 12 Years a Slave? No.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, I think it
is race baiting. I agree with you.
So that's out there. Don't buy into it. And that is Oscarazzi.
Hey, TMOS listeners. Dan O'Brien here to tell you that when I'm not busy wearing tight sweaters or getting Oscars coffee, I'm subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Package. The TMOS Bonus Package is the best way to support the show. You get an additional uncensored show every week. If you love listening to me laugh in the background during regular shows, you'll love hearing me do it on the bonus shows. It's an amazing deal, so make sure to buy the Bonus Package today. I promise, you'll be laughing as hard as me at the bonus show, or my name isn't
Dan O'Brien. The best of O'Mara.
Meanie, 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 meanie.
This is the way I test our microphones.
Caffeine surging through my body right now. I got caffeine surging through my body right now. I got my very chai latte.
Do you know why they call it a venti? Because it's 20 ounces.
Really?
How long did it take you to drink that 20-ounce tea?
About a minute and a half.
You chugged it.
I chugged it. Well, it's not coffee. I mean, sipping is not... look at me. Do I look like a man who sips? I don't sip. I don't take small bites.
Sipper. He only has one speed.
Yeah, go. Sixth gear.
All I know is, you know, as I have, as many of my friends know,
slowed down on my drinking.
And what do they always say? You take one addiction and you replace it with another addiction.
And in this case, you've started on the treadmill.
And that's true.
All those miles.
Caffeine is becoming my friend again.
Yeah.
With no migraine headaches. And I'm not a coffee drinker because that used to give me migraines. But I have discovered.
Do you think?
Having a Starbucks in the bottom of this building.
We've really improved. We've gone from having a cistern in our dungeon.
Yes.
To having a Starbucks.
Yeah, just in time for me to leave. And I'm going to have to, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to have to definitely find a Starbucks down there when I get down to Fort Myers. Because, you know, if I don't have one near my house, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I'm willing to drive far, but not too far, if you know what I mean. That's the way it works.
Do you think you'd be willing to try the coffee train again? Do you think maybe your body has changed?
No. Why should I do that when I get the fantastic Venti Chai Tea Misto Latte with soy milk and two equals and an extra tea bag? What's the point of doing that, Rob?
Because you know what? Pretty soon the tea just won't be enough. It's a gateway drink.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you think when you have a caffeine surging through your body that you need more caffeine?
You don't. Not right now.
Okay. Well, that's great. But it is Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And Mike, here's our song.
It's birthday time.
I know you love this new song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Weavis.
I'm out of my mind today.
That's the sound of Chai Tea Latte.
Today marks 37 years for Dave Strominger of Buffalo, New York. His name is spelled Strohmenger. He's from Buffalo, you know.
I might say Strominger.
I might say lick it.
No, man.
Dave Strominger. Strominger?
Strominger.
Strominger.
Right.
Strominger? How did you say you were going to say it?
Strominger.
Strominger?
I think so. Jeez. Well, he didn't give me any help.
All I know is, check that family lineage.
Yeah.
You might find some of those people that were on the other side of the ditch.
That's right.
Over there in WW1 and 2.
Yeah, he fell out of the tower.
What do they call them?
They're
were
in
they
the
ditches?
Wrong foxhole?
They weren't ditches. What? Foxhole.
Yeah.
Thank you, Oscar.
Ditches. At least we're not digging foxholes.
Trench would also have been acceptable.
He would like to start his day with an early morning greeting from Miss Kathleen Turner. Kathleen?
Good morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Don Lekitch, or Lekitch.
That's it.
Lekitch?
Lekitch.
Is it going to be, all I know is when I do birthdays, if we get one, we get 15. They're
That's
all
right.
going to be, and also Simon Blagiglingenflangen.
Mike, it's not a plot.
All right.
They just have names.
John Lekitch.
Right.
Is nearly 29 and is still, as Oscar would say, a radical liberal.
Oh, yeah.
Can Bill O'Reilly talk some sense into it? Well, we'll have to bring it. Okay. You got John Lekitch. First of all, I don't know what kind of name that is, but he's a problem child.
Does it matter what kind of name it is?
We'll do it live.
No, Bill.
You got John Lekitch over here. He's got all his newfound ideas. As far as he's concerned, just let the Russians take over Crimea. Have them come in there and do that with the Russians massing along the eastern Ukraine. It's really ridiculous.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Rob.
Have you ever had a chai tea latte?
Sure I have. We'll do it live. Goodbye. Steve Albertini. Steve Albertini. He's a good boy. With a bowl of pasta as big as your head. He just turned 53, and he would love a greeting from Rob as Don Knotts. Thank you. That's wonderful. Take it away, Rob.
Well, I want to say this to Steve Albertini. Birthdays come but once a year, so you better make it count. Boo!
I don't understand. Now I understand why we were tweaking your microphone.
Why?
Because you can play off mic an awful lot. You do.
Mic technique.
I'm just looking at it right now.
I've seen it my whole
Does
life.
Does he have poor
the
mic?
The last 5 years, how does his voice travel to the microphone?
Do you remember the early days of the podcast when people would say, we can't hear Rob? And now I'm realizing, you're way over here where most disc jockeys, DJs throughout my career, do you know how they, it's literally, literally up here, man.
What you need to do is just nip it. I'll work on it.
It's hard to broadcast into the microphone when you're laying down.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Hard to make friends when you're an ass, too.
We haven't even started yet. We have just heard from 23-year-old Dan Kendall's biological father. That just sounded funny, didn't it? Dan is a recent graduate in criminal justice. Oh, but no job yet. Sorry about that.
Sad, right?
Can Harry Morgan from Dragnet give him a homosexually tinged up pep talk? Hi, let's talk to Dan Kendall, criminal justice major, sitting on the shelf up in Ukiah, waiting to get that criminal justice job. Sorry, the FBI ain't coming knocking.
Hey,
yes.
Do you think he'd get a better job, Harry, if he wore tighter pants?
Tighter pants, a brighter colored shirt. All those factors get you a job in criminal justice. No, do what I did. Start as a beat cop. And I'm not talking about a cop walking the beat. I'm talking about a cop that gives that special favor.
That's why Jack Webb liked you so bad.
Absolutely. I was Jack Webb's beat cop. Every day at roll call, right before roll call in the locker room.
Didn't you arrest Pee Wee Herman?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was leaving. Bye, Oscar.
Later.
I guess he'll answer that question
about that.
Another time.
Okay.
Oh, he's back.
Oscar.
Yes.
Did you ask me if I arrested Pee Wee Herman?
Yes.
My God, that was messy popcorn.
Oh
nasty stuff.
See you later.
This week, we got a letter from TJ Best. Now, that's a cool name.
You like that name?
Doesn't that sound like a place you go Friday night for chicken wings?
TJ Best.
TJ Best.
Right next to O'Charlie's.
To tell us... terrible competition. To tell us his girlfriend, Dorian, is turning 30. You don't hear that name very often, Dorian. However, Mr. Best is the worst at telling us Dorian's last name. Can Bane please explain the importance of last names to this hump? All right, very good.
I have a message for you, Dan Kendall. You stupid hump. You give us the girl's first name of Dorian, but don't include her last name. Do you know how irresponsible that is? For the love of God, I will throw you in the pit and throw away the key. you. By the way,
yeah,
listen to the More Network for Bane's new Grease Man Hour.
Oh, is that starting?
Absolutely. I'll be bringing back all my famous Bane characters. Sergeant Fury.
Can we have a taste of that?
Estelle. You pig, you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Here all week. Awesome. Kiki K needs some supplies. Can Patrick Bateman please ask Rob to go out and get her some exfoliating gel scrub and an herb mint facial mask? Rob?
Yes.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
I do. And you know what's good about those, Patrick, is they don't have a lot of alcohol, so they don't dry out your skin.
Because alcohol dries out your face and makes you look older.
I'll be right back.
Thank you. Aaron Knight is 36. We kind of phoned that in.
I grow weary of that music.
Aaron Knight is 36 and has a son the same. Did we both tire of that at the same time?
I've been tired of it for 2 years.
Oh, my God. Aaron Knight, 36, good guy. And he has a son the same age as the king. Oh, an 8-month-old. Can Gene Simmons offer any insight on keeping an active sex life, even with a newborn in the house?
Hi, this is Gene Simmons. What I like to do is I occasionally make sure the baby gets his proper nap time.
Right.
And then I like to climb on top of Shannon Tweed.
Oh, what happens to your pants?
The power of gravity caused my pants to mysteriously fall to the floor. I'd like to point out that KISS is sponsoring an arena football team.
Really?
Yes, with the KISS colors and the KISS makeup.
What, do they dress up as individual KISS characters?
What I'll never understand is how a famous rock and roller from the group KISS has ended up sounding like these kind of men right now. He sounds like Jackie Mason. There we go. What's going on?
Yeah, but,
and make sure you look at every rerun of The Family Jewels.
It's a horrible show.
The Family Jewels.
All right, thank you very much, Gene. We appreciate that. Tara Ryder Meroff.
Well, then.
I want you to know, Mike, Christ. As a matter of fact, I gave you a parenthesis with a question mark because I don't know. I mean, what do I even do with
Tara,
that?
Tara Ryder or Ryder Meroff.
Yeah, it's a horrible name. but a lovely person.
I'm sure she'll be writing it again.
I'm sure she's nice.
Just observed her birthday, and like Mike O'Mara, she is in the process of moving. Any moving advice from a migratory bird? I have completely forgotten that.
Oh, bit. there's another, the next page. Oh,
okay.
Like the Leesburg,
oh, the Leesburg vulture. Is that
James Mason? Yeah. Okay.
When you're loading the moving truck, make sure your neighbors see you as you stick your middle finger out the window as you're driving away from Manassas.
A vulture.
Yes, I'm the Leesburg vulture, standing guard over the legions of people pursuing their granite countertops.
Yeah. Hey, vulture, do you like the Grease Man?
I'm a big fan of Doug Trax.
What's your favorite bit?
My dog, Blue. He licks his nasty doodads.
Thank you. It's just the same bit again and again. Logan Matthews, 10. He's 10 years old. He loves Charlie and fart noises. Can Charlie please come and fart for him? Okay.
Hello, Logan. Oops. Oops.
Oh, Charlie.
Oops. How do you like that, Logan?
There we go. See you later, kid. Bye-bye.
See you later, kid.
I don't know that Charlie refers to children as kid.
Let me say hello to Logan Matthews. Hello, young man.
There we go.
Better.
Bye, Rob. S&D.
Always.
Shaylen J. These names are incredible. J-A-E.
Shaylen J.
Shaylen J. is learning Spanish in preparation for her trip to Argentina. To visit the homeland of her boyfriend, Daniel Dweck. What is the deal? Did you make these up today?
Why do you look at me? It's not my fault.
D-O-U-E-K.
Dweck.
Shaylen J is going to Argentina.
This is a bit, apparently.
To visit the homeland of her boyfriend, Daniel Dweck. Dweck.
Dweck.
Dweck.
They both have a birthday this week. Oscar, can you offer them some relationship advice in Espanol?
All right. Para la mujer de la... Hold on, let me rewind. Stop. The music.
The
music doesn't help.
Actually, it does.
You know what? I got nothing. I got nothing.
That's funny. I like that. Yeah. All right. No
the
problem.
Foreigner has nothing.
Excellent. Mr. Brett Pollock would love a happy 48th from the Diaper Genie.
Ah.
The Diaper Genie. I forgot the Diaper Genie.
It's just sort of a Middle Eastern voice.
The Diaper Genie.
Yes,
I need a little reverb. Don't
you want to do that?
I think so. God. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. It's coming. Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
We'll keep the music going. Right, this is a part, Oscar, when the music is very important.
Oh, it's right. Definitely important.
Hold on a second.
As we visit the Diaper Genie. The Diaper Genie, as you know, makes bad smells disappear.
Cousins with Aladdin, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They went to school together.
Get it.
Well, not Aladdin. The Genie from Aladdin.
The Genie.
The big blue guy that was voiced by Robin Williams. Aladdin was just
play
a kid.
Play music again.
Oh. I loved Aladdin.
Did you?
Yes.
Not my favorite.
Oh.
I'm the Diaper Genie. I've completely forgotten this voice because it was such a throwaway. There we go. I hope you have many successful birthdays. I hope you enjoy it, Brett Pollock. Pollock, you are named after a small fish that we get in the harbor up in Maine. Have a great birthday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Genie.
Man, every now and then, like every 2 months, I get one like this. This is the way
just
it is.
Just like my Spanish.
Jesus, help me, Rhonda. Here's a weird one. Can Rob wish Rich Towsley a happy 66th as his favorite 60s singer-songwriter?
It was not really leading, so I think what he wants is something to the tune of...
Okay, it's one of the... What it is one of those weeks. It's one of those weeks where they're all thinking too much.
I can't help that.
All right, so what do you know his favorite... Is it Elvis?
No, I would have to guess what he wants.
And
is
it his favorite or your favorite? Because
it was
here's
unclear.
How it's written.
It was. This is exactly how it was written in the letter.
Can Rob?
It was written this way in the letter.
Can Rob wish Rich Towsley a happy 66th as his favorite 60s singer songwriter? And if Rob hadn't been included in that, it would have been in the trash.
False. Right.
So what do you think it is? What do you think he's talking about?
I would think it would be, hey, Rich, you say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, Deal. Too, yeah.
Oh, you think it's Paul McCartney?
Yeah, but even though my Paul always sounds more like John.
All right, can you turn up number 6 a lot?
I can.
All right, for Mr. Rich Towsley, lick it!
Can I try the Spanish one now?
Yes, go ahead.
Really? You're going to give him a second chance?
Let's
on
go back
what
were
the
here.
Names again?
That's Shailen J, who's going to Argentina to see her boyfriend, Daniel Dui.
Dui.
Se tienen que apoyar con todos sus corazones.
What did that mean?
Support each other with all your hearts.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes. I feel ill.
That's wonderful. Now, here's a great name. Here's my favorite name of the vault today, all right?
Okay.
The vault of birthdays. Rob Ripper.
Hey, there he is.
Is now 45. Can Mike please put together a menu for him to eat in bed this weekend? Okay, now I don't like you anymore.
I love it.
Happy birthday, Rob Ripper, and make it steak. Just don't cut off your genitals. Bill Kenny of New York State is getting older and wondering if Governor Jesse the Mind Ventura has any tips on living off the grid. Got no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Larry King, Dustin... Larry King, Dustin Moore of Sacramento.
You're addressing Larry King. Hey, Larry King.
Oh, okay. Hi. Larry King, Dustin, as I said, once every 6 months we get him like
I think
this.
Actually it feels like every week.
Larry King, Dustin Moore of Sacramento is turning 36. Can you take him to breakfast?
Hi there, Dustin. Why don't you have a bagel with peanut butter on it? Enjoy sitting in the diner. There we go.
Just get me to the effing finish line. Also, happy birthday to Dr. Neil Carney. It's or Karn, K-A-R-N-E. I'm going to say, folks, you know, really, I know you know your names, but it might be important to include
pronouncers
just so we don't mess
true.
It up for you.
Maybe he's Latin.
And is it Neil spelled N-E-E-L?
Yeah, the weird thing is he did do a pronouncer for Neil, but right. Not Carney.
Mm. Neil Carney. Oh, so it is N-E-A-L.
No. Neil is how it is spelled.
Okay, well, he didn't put a pronouncer in there. If he just gave you the name, then
well,
he
yeah,
didn't
but I
put
wouldn't,
a pronouncer
but
in.
He did in the letter. I would think you would know how to say Neil.
Well,
it's
Neil,
just an odd spelling.
N-E-E-L is... Sure. So, but he included it...
For
so
his
did
first
he say,
name, not his last
name. My name,
name
is Dr. Neil, and then he put in parentheses N-E-A-L?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
He's not even Catholic.
Super! Dr. Neil Karn, or Carney, and his wife, Radhika...
Mm-hmm.
Is someone pulling something right
I
now?
I swear to Jesus like, Christ, I have never
I
had one like this.
The next letter is going
to
be from Mike Hunt.
Radhika.
Right.
Okay, Radhika spelled R-A-D-H-I-K. Radhika to new mom Jessica Sullivan to set. What's going on, Rob?
This is a list.
I'm literally. I hate it when it goes like this.
Mad libs.
No, you think right. I like it?
Well, no. It's just, man, help me out, brother.
All right.
Also,
this is a list of names because the birthdays
Jesus
were over the
Christ.
Top this week.
Wow.
There was too many
also,
requests.
Happy birthday to Dr. Neil Carney and his wife, Radhika, to new mom, Jessica Sullivan, to Seth Miller, to the newly 44-year-old Joanna Pop, to Miss Statue. I'm going out of my mind here with these birthdays today. To Bill Whittington and to all. So it's a list of birthdays.
Oh, right. He's playing the
note
hits.
To any young broadcaster. When you're going to give a marathon list of broadcast names, it's probably not a good idea to start with names that are unpronounceable and have something like Radhika spelled R-A-D-H-I-K.
I think Radhika is a beautiful name.
Jesus. So that's Jessica Sullivan, Seth Miller, Joanna Papp, Stasha, Zach, Bill Whittington, and to all the others, far too numerous to mention. And finally, for his birthday, Mark Scuball, now 49, would love to hear Doc Brown talk up. And incidentally, when I do this, I take so much in a mailbag after this because people go, oh, Mike is so ornery and stuff. But I'm sorry, when I get this, it's almost impossible to deal with. It's like too long copy. For his birthday, Mark Scuball, now 49, would love to hear Doc Brown talk up Huey Lewis and the news. Who's Doc Brown?
Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Doc Brown, you mean, is that...
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, see, I know him as Christopher Lloyd. Rob, start the show.
So we're going to talk it up.
Wait, I have one more.
What?
And I didn't get it to you earlier. My birthday's this Sunday.
Oh, that's right, and we didn't do anything for you.
And I would like to hear Doc Brown.
If you are personally requesting it, Doc Brown, who is also known as Christopher Lloyd, my character for 20 years was Christopher Lloyd, not Doc Brown. So, I mean, he was Doc Brown, but he was also Jim Ignatowski.
That would make my day.
And actually, Jim Ignatowski was the character I did.
That would make my day.
The tie-in is the song is from Back to the Future.
Yes. I don't give a shit.
Again,
what
with
the
that.
Song is. Thank you very
this
much.
This was a request for me.
All right, here we go.
Are we going to do it?
All right, let's do it.
And
all right.
What's the hump's name as well? Oh, we tore it up.
No, it's gone. He heard his name.
More music, more fun.
Hey, are you young broadcasters out there? I'd like to talk about sweating details. Sometimes sweating details can make life great and easier for the talent. Sometimes details are not sweated, and the talent is going to have a heart attack like he is today. Happy birthday, all you effers!
Now, can we start the show?
Would you like to?
Jesus, that's the all-time worst.
Get the paddle.
Thank you.
That was not the worst, actually.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Donuts.
Have you ever been kicked out of a Chinese buffet just because you've been there for 6 hours?
That's got to be a restaurant record.
Have you ever made a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with White Castle hamburgers? Don't knock it. It's a real thing, and it's delicious.
It's a Slider-bration.
Then check out the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Courage. It's an internet group on the Facebook. Pastor Honey Jr.
The best of O'Mara.
What was your touching moment?
I used to, I don't mind saying this. I used to, in the Sherry's Berries commercials this time of year, always mention the fact that I would send them, as I did, up to my dear sweet Mamo. And that's just, a little evidence of what everybody that loses anybody goes through at the holidays. You get caught by surprise periodically, and you think about that. And over the last couple of weeks, I probably had my mom in my mind a little bit, and that's a good thing. I think that's okay. So anyway, I have to tell you, speaking of death.
Yes, thank you.
The happiest Carla day yesterday. It was amazing how she had an extra spring in her step.
You know, you should send out a card that says Happy Carla Days.
Would you like to know why she was, I don't know, it just seemed like she was Oscar noses. We had a conversation yesterday. That's why he's chortling a little bit.
So he knows. He knows what's coming.
Would you like to know why she was a little giddy yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday was finally the day. Do you remember back in the summertime, I don't know when it was, where we had LegalZoom as a client?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe it's like a year ago summertime. I don't know. It was a long time ago. And LegalZoom is a wonderful client of the Mike O'Mara Show. And I decided that I would retweak my last will and testament.
Oh, no.
And because I don't like life insurance and I don't like wills and I don't like anything that involves my imminent demise, I procrastinated. Now, I got it done.
I think it's really common for people to procrastinate on your will.
I filled it out. It's been done for a long time. It's got my daughters in there. It's got my son. It's got my bride. I also
Which one?
What's that?
Ex-brides or just your bride?
No exes.
Do you leave any power of attorney over anybody, or you just give everything to your wife? I don't know how this works. I've never been married.
Well, the fact is that there was a, God, what's the word? A something power of attorney. I'm not sure what
absolute
the word is.
Power.
No.
Executive power.
Superpower.
Some little. No, it was some
JD
little,
power.
Thing. No, no. No, it was something about power and attorney. I didn't do that one yesterday.
Oh, you didn't check that.
Carla
box?
Actually came into the room when I was looking at him and said, "This is a power attorney." She goes, "Oh man, fill that out. We'll have a new car in the driveway this afternoon."
Oh God.
And I just pulled off of that one, but. We go to
poker
the,
face, Carla. Poker
you know, you,
face.
You, when
play
you're down
cool,
here, you don't
boy.
Know. When you don't have like a highfalutin lawyer, you go to the local. Where do you go to get something notarized? I'll tell you where you go. You go to the UPS store where they have that
they
service
do that.
Available.
Yes,
and all so, the best wills are notarized at UPS.
That's true.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, there's a sign. It's in neon. It says it on the front of the UPS store.
Only the best deaths.
You say, I want notarize this. I need packing peanuts and some shipping tape.
You know what, though? I will tell you this. You would think that a service like that, a legal service where somebody's doing it, may have people that might maybe weren't prepared or were kind of slacking in that. We went into the UPS store and dealt with this woman. I believe her name was Ms. Torres, who was the most competent person at her job. Competent to a level that made me just smile because she just had all her act together.
When she saw you coming up with the will, did she say, "This looks like a rush job"?
Yes, get it done. Get it done.
Are
you
here
really
under your own
about
power,
it,
sir?
You know, when you really think about it, it's
hold up
probably,
a picture of today's newspaper.
It's something I might have you. Thought about. It's something I probably should have thought about before I, got the cut over the summertime.
Nah.
You know, because really that's when, that's when all hell broke loose. So, really now, outside of a slight head cold, I couldn't feel better. So we walk in and she
Do Oscar and I get a mention in the will?
You do.
Really?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. That's it.
No, I'd like you to say a few words.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you and my sister and my daughter, Kathy.
Mike.
That is very sweet. I'm a little...
Oh, look at him. He's getting all verklempt.
Because he knows he won't be there for that because he's going first.
Did you say really the words dark. Should be recorded?
No, I could read it to you. I mean, it's a little blurb that's in there. I don't mind telling people what's going on with that. I have music choices. I have everything. I put that in there. I figured I wanted it in there.
And is Oscar disinvited to the funeral?
No, Oscar's there.
I'll carry the casket.
Oscar doesn't want to speak at a funeral. Right.
Okay.
Oscar
on
wouldn't
a pallet
be comfortable
jack.
Doing that. That's the only thing. But no.
Did you hear what Jackass just said?
What did he say?
He said he's going to be a pallbearer with a pallet jack. What an ass.
Is that a fat joke?
It is a fat joke.
Yeah. All right.
I wouldn't trust him with a pallet jack anyway.
I am fat.
Hey, you know
I
what? Do me
Publix
a favor.
12-inch sub last night. Carla looked at me like I was Mikey Manatee. I swear to God, it's just like, really? I said, honey, can I get a 12-inch instead of the 6-inch? She goes, really? Do you really think you need that? And so she brought it in. I said, just put that other half over to the side. And then all the entire time I'm eating my 6-inch sub, you know what the other side was saying? The other 6 inches was saying,
you know you want me. You know you want me. I'm here. You don't want me tomorrow. You don't want me to have me for breakfast.
It'll be
eat
soggy.
Me now. Eat me. Eat me.
Eat me.
So we get done doing it. And because I just love people that are great at their jobs. And she just, there was one little glitch that I
pony.
Had. Michael O'Mara, not Michael Sean O'Mara, which is on my driver's license. And she said, you got to go through that. I said, can we just change it? And she goes, yeah, I can put AKA. If you want, you could make new copies. Said, no, just change the name and we'll be there with that. And then she just walks us through that like super fast. Everything. This woman made 3 copies of all these documents in lightning speed. She walked all the blue-haired men in her UPS store that were all going like, you know, if I dealt with
we're
one of them,
shipping
I would have been there. Seriously, I would have been there for 9 hours. We caught it at a moment where there was the holiday lull. It was beautiful. And that just puts me in a good mood. But my mood was nothing compared to Mrs. O'Mara, who just, I got news for you. She was just walking out of there and going, Carla, what's the matter? She goes, this is the happiest
it's
day of my
the
life.
Most wonderful time.
See, it's kind of official now, you know?
All she got to do is just finish out the ride.
She was in another will, but this is the
get
one.
Get 12 inches.
Yeah,
how about you get 16?
Hey, let's get an extra jar of mayonnaise.
What it was.
Yeah.
You want me to butter that bread?
Yeah. And also, did you
say heart and arteries?
You know, I love the fact that you took a positive from it. You said this lady was efficient and easy and everything.
Fantastic.
But doesn't a small part of you think, why is she rushing me through this?
No, she wasn't. Because
that would trouble me.
No, rushing would be incompetent. Rushing would be she wasn't doing her job at the best possible. And you know that if I'm not bitching, I'm not breathing.
True enough.
But I also believe in this day and age that when you get someone who is over the, I go just as far on the positive side. And when somebody, and I could, I was making her laugh because I was showering her with so many compliments. She was cracking up.
Tell her she
I
had said, a great,
you know,
ass.
I said, that would be probably not an accurate statement.
She wouldn't buy into that one?
That would not be an accurate statement. Let me just say that, okay? But she wasn't particularly pleasant. She wasn't particularly sweet.
Right.
She was competent, and that's what you want. You want competence in that particular situation. And then, you know, I had no idea that my wife would just be like, I love you. I love you. Just super happy. And then she walks into the kitchen. She's like, I'm going to get these right out to Andrew. You know, my accountant, it's like, you know, geez.
Can you imagine how happy she would
copies.
Be?
Yeah.
You
copies.
Got to put one in the safe deposit box.
Well, also, I think it might have been 7 months ago I had to update the will and life insurance policy. And Shannon's still not on it. My brother will make sure she's taken care of. But we're not married yet.
Sure. In an Ebenezer Scrooge sort of way.
You will be looked after. You will continue to exist in a manner
Ms.
that you
Katie,
have become accustomed to.
We're going to put you in a shack in back of our lovely home.
Are there no more workhouses? No more prisons?
Over here is in back of the home, we have a lovely, lovely masonry work done around the pool. And you'll notice that cabana back there. Well, we used to use it as the pool changing area. Now, unfortunately, that is my brother's girlfriend's residence.
It's like Connie Stevens' house. Her pool house was a single family home.
Exactly.
Yes, he was killed in that tragic Tesla accident with Todd Moore a year ago. And, she lives in the cabana. She lives in the cabana right now. And she offers instruction by the pool, yoga instruction by the pool.
And, of course, Jose has seen to it that the first Thursday of every month she receives 16 shillings and seven.
And all she has to do is clean up. Clean up occasionally.
And occasional grouting.
Yes. Anyway.
But I went to the post office, Notary Public. That's the easiest place to go to, right? You just find
The UPS store here was great. It was really, really competent. And I love people that do their jobs well. You feel,
execute.
You know, anything legalese of any kind makes my flesh crawl. It makes me nervous. And
well, we're so out of our element anytime you go through something like that. It's scary.
Yeah, but that's why I kind of loved it. It was one of the first times that I used our good friends at LZ. And it worked out really, really well. I got everything in there that I wanted. And
boom,
you know,
bam.
Kind of like ye old paper quality to it. They give you that fake, like, yellowed paper.
Yeah, it looks like We the People, the Constitution.
Did you burn the edges of it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you burn the edges of it to make it look cool?
A little oil?
No, didn't need to do that. But she's happy.
That's what Rob's will would look like if he had one.
Yeah. I have a will.
Like a Dead Sea Scroll that you roll out. Julia.
With a ribbon on it.
Little Robert.
And I will be donating my organs, too. I will
really?
Be, donating. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Everybody should
scratch and dent.
Everybody should donate their organs. Extremely,
I'm not so sure I want your liver.
Can they? And this
no, they're not for transplant or science. I'm donating them to Jimmy's. They're going to be on the shelf.
Hey, mates. Did you hear the latest bonus show?
Ah, Schmoll, it was a cracking good one. Yeah, can you believe what Mac did this time?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, that. What a bleeding idiot.
Hey, guys, what are you going on about? Schmingo, we're talking about the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Have you heard it? What the bloody hell is a Mike O'Mara bonus show? What? You mean you aren't subscribed?
Yeah, don't be a git, Schmingo. You've got to subscribe to be in the know. Schmoll got me a subscription last year as a Gary Krimble gift, and I was just chuffed about it.
What goes on in your mind, man? Look, act naturally and purchase a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription today. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus packages banner at the top of the page.
Oh, all right, I will. And so will all the good little boys and girls listening to this record.
Right, lads, back to recording. Hit it, Schwan.
Don't be a troll, man. Be in the know, man. Go buy the bonus. Don't be a douche.
The Best of O'Mara.
I am very, very excited because she has decided to grace us with her appearance right here. Let's bring her in.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
How you been?
Or maybe not.
Oh, you don't hit her.
Sorry about that. I just hit my microphone.
Oh, just the microphone.
One of those things. Yeah.
You might want to have her leave the studio then.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
She's still in there, but silent.
She's going to write a formal complaint.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm trying.
I'm trying really hard to get Jennifer on.
Now he's. How many people are in you, Regan?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jen.
Mike O'Mara doesn't know how to hit a button. He's such a dumbass.
But you're there to assist him. Why don't you just help him and teach him?
You know, this show doesn't require a lot of skill, okay? I just want him to know that, you know, that button was there, it should have been pressed, and it wasn't pressed, okay? All right?
How have you been?
I'm all right. It's the holidays.
I love
cooking,
that.
Baking.
Love that Christmas sweater you're wearing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sweater kittens.
Which angle would you like to see it on?
Oh, hey, is it on backwards?
Hey, that's not a funny joke.
No,
I don't appreciate
not.
That. No.
Jennifer.
Hi, Oscar.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Will you be traveling with the O'Mara family to Maine?
No, I'm not. And
you're house sitting, aren't you?
I'm house sitting down here and taking care of the little cute dogs. They're so wonderful. Mm. I love them. By the way, when you make that little small chest joke, I am not. I am a modern woman, and I am comfortable with my body, and I don't even mind giving you my vital statistics.
Oh, you're gonna give us your measurements?
Yes.
Thank you. What are they?
I'm a 42 negative A.
Oh, what odd measurements.
It's concave.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you could almost eat soup out of those.
Oh, that's lovely. That's, now you've made
that's
me nauseous.
Scoliosis.
Thank you so much.
The S-shaped spine?
Oh.
That's right.
Can I say something to all your listeners?
Yes.
I really, really appreciate you allowing me to be on the Christmas album this year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you have one of the hit singles, don't you?
I do.
Title
I'm
track.
So happy. Hi, Pony Boy.
Hey, good morning.
How are
you? He's using his sexy voice for
you.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Now, have you set up your traditional Whitman sampler, All Chocolate Crush, yet?
Now, that's not funny. Come on. You know I've got a lovely decorated house. I have a tiny little plastic tree. It's a tabletop.
Yeah, aluminum, isn't it?
I have a tabletop tree, and I have my advent calendar. And I enjoy my little apartment style. I do. I think it's wonderful.
Do you have a train that goes around the base of your tree?
No, I don't. No, they don't allow that in the apartment building that I live in.
Oh. We've never talked
Willow
about...
Willow Farms.
What is it called?
Willow Farms.
Willow. Not Widow Farms. Willow.
Willow Farm.
Like a weeping willow tree followed by farms. Okay?
Not named after the movie Willow.
No, of course not.
How many square feet in your apartment?
28.
Oh.
So your apartment is approximately
no, I'm sorry,
7
wrong.
Feet by 4
280.
Feet. 280.
Okay.
Or
an efficiency.
It's a nice place.
Studio. Like they have to cut corners. I imagine you have a two-burner stove.
I don't. I actually have 4. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nasty comment. You know, you're painting a picture of me like I'm not doing well. I'm doing just fine, okay?
Yeah,
I don't need
you sound like you're doing well.
A two-burner stove. I like Hyattsville.
So you're just visiting Florida?
Back off!
Do you sublease your place in Florida when you leave for Hyattsville?
Yeah.
I've never owned in Florida. I have never owned in my life.
So you're just squatting?
Yeah. Now I'm confused. Now we're geographically. I screwed that up. That's right. I live down in Florida.
But you still have
to. I'm Mr. O'Mara's assistant. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye, Jen.
I thought she was doing something. I just started thinking too much.
Because you were thinking of Willow Lake Apartments. Where Mike had his phone stolen.
Well, he said Hyattsville.
Yeah, and he said Hyattsville. Yeah.
Where I lived for a number of years in the fabulous Willow Lake Apartments.
And it was fun that we
to
were
get robbed too.
Yeah, we were had a good time and we all
Rob
went.
Peppers me with so much like reality. Do you have a chocolate crush? Do you have the? And it's like bam, 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 bam. And sometimes it's like circuit
too much.
Overload. It's too many.
That's
too
right.
Many.
Now Oscar will explain what Mike just said. Go ahead.
Does Whitman's have a chocolate crush?
Why? Stop being so defensive. Stop that. Come on.
Do they sell one? one?
I've never seen one. I imagine that a chocolate cream, but you know what? The chocolate is in the advent calendar. That's where you rock the chocolate.
The only advent calendar I've ever seen in my life was on the in the movie Bad Santa.
Bad Santa, where
like I never got one as a kid. Like,
but there's also
unquestionably that is the worst depiction of an advent calendar. That is so horrible when he takes all the candy out and just drunkenly chows down, and then the kid gets the tattered advent calendar. What did he put in the
chocolate
advent calendar?
Liquor bottles?
Oh boy!
Was it chocolate? I thought it was like bad candy.
Oh, and that, and candy corn.
No, he put
candy
corn.
You can't have candy corn. But you know, there's also the advent calendar is used as a plot device in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No, I'm a fan. Look, I'm a fan now.
They show what day it is by opening
the
advent calendar.
But the real, calendar. Like when like as
yeah, being
a Catholic,
I don't remember the advent calendar that.
As a Catholic, it wasn't something they even in CCD they wouldn't come and be like, "Hey, this is the advent calendar."
I don't remember it being a big part of my life either.
I think it is. Sort of a maybe even a little too pop cultural.
It is cool now. Look, I love it
for
now.
For a Catholic. But you know what? I remember I had one. My mom got one that was a chocolate one once. That was great.
Oh,
but then
sweet.
One year, the advent calendar, every time you opened it, there was a scripture.
Oh, that's nice.
Like without candy?
No candy.
Oh.
And that's a drag. I mean, because then it's just about the counting down.
Did I ever tell you when my mom and my entire family used to do as kids? And we didn't have the advent calendar, but the same amount of days out,
yeah,
we would have to sit down on our knees without knee pads, and that great commercial they have for those for Amazon,
yes,
for the knee pads, the priests and the rabbis, and
so you'd have to kneel down.
Kneel down as kids. I remember the pain for Allah, for God, that we'd have to sit down
Allah.
And we would read scripture like from the Bible
in English,
in Spanish. And we all would take turns reading. And this lasted till I was about 16 when I said, enough. I'm into vagina now. I don't have time for this.
Oh, dear. You're going to hell. You are going to hell.
But
I thought my chocolate Christ joke was bad enough. Now he's talking that.
We didn't have any of that in my house. I don't remember the. I'm old enough to remember the whole Friday fish thing.
Okay.
I remember the Friday fish.
Friday fish.
I don't remember Advent. Even when I went to catechism, I don't remember Advent.
What about the Advent, what do they call it? The Advent wreath with the candles of different colors? Did you have that?
We might have had.
Yeah, because
stuff
that leans, I think that leans towards the Protestant faith, where there's going to be, I believe, three purple candles, a pink candle, and a white candle.
Do you remember the Santa Maria, Madre Dios, rega por nosotros los pecadores, ahora en la muerte, amor?
Something about death and love.
Yeah.
See.
We would have to sit there and we would do rosary beat. We would sit there and read like this is why I'm so messed up.
Right.
For hours, yeah. Mike. Hours. 3 hours a night. This is what started.
Oh man.
And this before DVRs and VCRs and Betamax or anything, right. We'd sit there. And it was the four of us, because my dad was always out of town somewhere.
Of course.
And we would go to the
Advent. In my house, we had the Advent liquor cabinet.
I was going to ask about that. I do remember as a youth.
You'd bring the empty bottles up to the front.
And pray that they would be refilled.
Yes. You would actually bring the empty ones up to the front, the ones with just about an inch in them.
Sure.
You know, because you'd want to have those consumed so you could bring the brand new ones for the new holiday up front. By the way, this is when my mom, 5-6 years ago when she was going to the new facility?
Right.
When I remember we're going through her liquor cabinet, and there was early times bourbon whiskey from my Uncle Bill Sheehan with three fingers left in the bottom. And it was actually a moment. It was one of that's an Irish family
that is
where we
so
looked at
funny.
That and we went, oh, remember that? Yeah, remember when he'd bring the whole bottle
and leave an inch and a half?
Yeah, and then he'd have the choking jag at dinner and then he'd cry after dinner was over. It was like a routine. He's like, how's the roast beef, Bill?
Waving his hands.
Yeah.
That,
as if to say he's okay. But he's not.
My mother was sweet, but my mother was too.
the stages of alcoholism. Yeah.
Chug.
Yeah. I've said it before, my father avoiding his Uncle Dick because Uncle Dick would come up and say, your father was the greatest. Now,
I'm going to be a big crier.
Speaking of booze, Mike, I do remember when we would do the midnight mass thing for a while when I was little.
Yeah.
And we had a huge church. We used to go to St. John's, which is now St. John's the Beloved, in McLean. And you'd go in and the whole church starting at 11:30 at night smelled like hot boozy breath.
Oh, you know what?
Because everyone had their Christmas Eve.
I was actually
midnight mass.
Still in college. I was 19, I think, with my last midnight mass, and I remember going there, and it was a small town. I mean, a really small town. And I remember my last midnight mass was, I think it was Mr. Rimaldi who was standing in front of me, at midnight mass, and. And I was like, oh, my
God. He gassed you?
Beefed, like, obviously.
Big roast beef dinner?
They'd had their Christmas hearty meal. And, you know, it was just like, you know, in the name of the Father. And I'm like, no, never again. That's God's way of telling me, get out. You get out of there. Thanks, Mr. Rimaldi. You know, did you have the, you know, he probably had that thing. It's Christmas Eve. They had the fishes, right, that the Italians do?
Oh, the big meal, yeah.
The big fish meal. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a face full of it.
Yeah. Normally, with the smell of fish, it was Mrs. Rimaldi.
Could have been.
Oh, you know. Come on.
It really wasn't that loud. It was silent. Too far. It was the silent variety.
You know? It's only polite if you're a mass.
Face full of gaseous, silent salmon. We'll take a break.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.